It is Tuesday, June 18th, 2013, and from the Carver Center for Public Radio, this is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Ozarks at Large is underwritten in part by the Walton Family Charitable Support Foundation. Support for KUAF comes from Nightbird Books, located on Dixon Street in Fayetteville. Nightbird is a locally owned and operated bookseller with a cafe which offers local coffees, baked foods, and brewed beer on tap. An events calendar and more located on the web at nightbirdbooks.com.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, a survey of Arkansas politics with Roby Brock from Talk Business Arkansas and political bloggers Michael Cook and Jason Tolbert, plus our tech ambassador Tyrell Dennison on just what Bitcoin means for the digital industry.
But first, Little Rock Mayor Mark Stodola is touting the importance of Congress passing immigration reform. Yesterday morning, he hosted a roundtable meeting to discuss the benefits it would have for the city.
We had businesses here from virtually every sector talking about the need for immigration reform. Wellspun, large Indian steel tube plant here, having tremendous problem getting the various engineers and electrical engineers and mechanical engineers in to do the kind of work to start up their second business plant that we just announced an expansion on.
Likewise, agriculture companies talked about the difficulties of the guest worker program and filling positions. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid has set the July 4th holiday as the deadline for his chamber to complete work on a comprehensive immigration reform bill. Little Rock Mayor is encouraging people to contact the representatives in Congress to encourage them to support a bill.
The Arkansas Department of Correction is looking at different drugs to use for carrying out death sentences. Spokeswoman Shay Wilson says the state was planning to use an anti-seizure medication, but the company that makes the drug did not want it used for that purpose.
The pharmaceutical company announced that they were not going to supply us with the drugs because they did not want to supply drugs that were used in the execution process. So we will be looking at other options.
Shay Wilson says the department will rewrite its execution protocol. Arkansas has not executed an inmate since 2005.
The state attorney general's office announced yesterday that more than $400,000 will be awarded to victims of violent crimes from the month of May. The amount of reparations awarded for was slightly above average. AG spokesman Aaron Sadler says the program utilizes court costs, fees, and fines to fund 60% of the awards.
And the program was created to give some help to those who are victims of violent crime in Arkansas for a variety of eligible expenses, and those include things like medical treatment or mental health counseling or any sort of replacement costs for damaged items or lost wages.
In May, areas with the most awardees who were victims included Jefferson, Pulaski, and Sebastian counties.
The Bentonville School Board last night approved a millage proposal for a new high school to be built on Gamble Road in Centerton. Mary Lay, the school district's communications director, says the millage proposal that voters will decide on in September differs widely from the one that voters turned down almost a year ago.
It would be a 2,500 student high school that would have all the great education programs that the high school has. It would have practice fields, and we'd use the Tiger Athletic Complex for the competitive fields for football for both high schools, so that saved quite a bit of funding. And the former millage of a year ago was 6.7, and through a grant from the state for $13 million and cutting back on athletics and making the school smaller than the current high school, we're able to find a 2.9 millage, which is quite a significant drop.
Though the proposal has been approved by the school board, the proposed polling places must be approved by the Benton County Election Commission. Additional efforts to register parents to vote have included parent volunteers distributing voter registration forms, but more than 14,000 additional voters have already been registered since that last millage election, many registered to vote in the county's wet-dry issue that was on the ballot last fall.
We were disappointed in our parent vote. Out of all the parents, only 19% of our parents participated in the election last time, so we're trying to get more parents involved and be user-friendly. So we found four schools that we feel are very safe and would not impede on our instruction. Three are schools, and one is actually the administration building, central office. So the three schools that were chosen have gymnasiums that have adequate parking, and the way the gym has doors in and out, it would not affect learning or safety of the students.
The Fayetteville City Council tonight will consider approval of an ordinance placing restrictions on door-to-door solicitation. Kit Williams, Fayetteville City Attorney, says while the city has had an ordinance on the books dealing with solicitation, the proposed ordinance is an attempt to better regulate the practice.
Well, we have had one ordinance that was done that we passed probably back when I was on the city council in the 90s that says that residents can put up a no soliciting sign, and if they do, then the solicitor can't go to the door. So that's been in place for decades, but a lot of people have not, of course, posted a no soliciting sign. They don't really want to do that. I think, you know, they just feel like maybe it won't look good or something. I don't know. But anyway, they wanted something more. Alderman Tennant wanted to have another kind of identification system or regulation system for people that want to go door-to-door.
Similar to an ordinance passed last year in Springdale, the proposed ordinance would prevent door-to-door solicitation at residences where a no-solicitation decal is visible. But Williams says the ordinance would also introduce other restrictions.
What this ordinance does do is say that soliciting doesn't start until 10 o'clock in the morning, and then it is supposed to end at 7 o'clock on winter days, winter standard time, and 8 o'clock on daylight savings when it's light later. So it does have some limitations on when solicitors should go there. So they can't go there late at night, they can't go there real early in the morning, that kind of stuff.
The ordinance includes exemptions for religious and some nonprofit groups, though most nonprofits will still be required to get a permit for door-to-door solicitation, but they wouldn't be charged for said permit. The Fayetteville City Council meets tonight at 6 o'clock.
Partly cloudy tonight, lows between 61 and 67 throughout the KUAF listening area. Mostly sunny tomorrow, highs from 86 to 90. Tomorrow night, slight chance of showers. Lows will be in the mid-60s in northwest Arkansas tomorrow night. Lows around 70 Wednesday evening in the Arkansas River Valley.